He refolded the articles, pausing for one last look at the photo of the 5-year-old Sienna in the role of Puck. Langdon had to admit, considering the surreal quality of his encounter with Sienna this morning, that her role as the mischievous, dream-inducing sprite seemed strangely apt. Langdon only wished that he, like the characters in the play, could now simply wake up and pretend that his most recent experiences were all a dream. Langdon carefully replaced all the clippings on the proper page and closed the playbill, feeling an unexpected melancholy as he again saw the note on the cover. "Sweetheart, never forget you're a miracle." His eyes moved down to the familiar symbol adorning the cover of the playbill. It was the same early Greek pictogram that adorned most playbills around the world, a 2,500-year-old symbol that had become synonymous with dramatic theater. Le Maschere. Langdon looked at the iconic faces of comedy and tragedy gazing up at him, and suddenly he heard a strange humming in his ears, as if a wire were slowly being pulled taut inside his mind. A stab of pain erupted inside his skull. Visions of a mask floated before his eyes. Langdon gasped and raised his hands, sitting down in the desk chair and closing his eyes tightly, clutching at his scalp. In his darkness, the bizarre visions returned with a fury, stark and vivid. The silver-haired woman with the amulet was calling to him again from across a blood-red river. Her shouts of desperation pierced the putrid air, clearly audible over the sounds of the tortured and dying, who thrashed in agony as far as the eye could see. Langdon again saw the upside-down legs adorned with the letter R, the half-buried body pedaling its legs in wild desperation in the air.
"Seek and find," the woman called to Langdon. "Time is running out."
Langdon again felt the overwhelming need to help her, to help everyone. Frantic, he shouted back to her across the blood-red river, "Who are you?" Once again, the woman reached up and lifted her veil to reveal the same striking visage that Langdon had seen earlier.
"I am life," she said.
Without warning, a colossal image materialized in the sky above her, a fearsome mask with a long, beak-like nose and two fiery green eyes, which stared blankly out at Langdon.
"And I am death," the voice boomed.